today in VCU or around here, they are not really interested, so they would have been just followed without any relevant, they wouldn't do anything in for the blog or for the Twitter account, so just to have a big number of followers, after all, is not that useful if they don't interact. So at the beginning, I try to reach people studying. Studying here in Millennium Point and here in the side building, well, part side building, sorry, and also maybe professors from the university and staff. So I started following them, and some of them followed back, others didn't. And in terms of for example, what I used to share the stories that we published on the blog, but instead of doing it just when they were out in the blog, I use a tool that is online that is called Twirio. I don't know how to pronounce it, actually. And it tells you when your followers are online and when they are with one E and finish it in D. Yeah, that one.
All that.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. And this tool tells you when your followers are online and when they are interacting more during the day, during weekdays and during the weekends. So the post that I wanted, it was the tweets that I wanted to reach more people with them. So I tried to post them, for example, I think during the week, the best times were around noon and sometime like around 5 or 6 in the evening, so I used it to tweet about the post at that time. And sometimes I couldn't be at home at the time I wanted, so I used a to schedule tweets for the times I wanted, so I didn't have to be around the computer at that time. But I only did that with the posts that I know that weren't going to change. For example, I didn't do it with things that I share from other people, because maybe between the time I scheduled the tweet and it went out, something else could have happened, and it wouldn't look very good if I tweet something that is too old because they have been changed or something like that. And I think that actually my best performance was yesterday, so it's a little late for the assignment, because I was in the expo thing that is going on in Millennium. I was live tweeting with the East Side account instead of mine, and I had a lot of I got new followers that were around. Actually, some of them were talking on some of the talks, masterclasses, I don't know how to call them. So it's, and I had retweets and favorite tweets and everything, so I think it was a good performance. What else can I say? As I said, I use Hootsuite not only to schedule the tweets, but also because I think it's a very good tool if you have to manage more than one account. I have my personal account, my Spanish personal account, the East Side account, and another from a radio station that I'm collaborating with. So it's very good because you can see everything in different, like in different pages. Each of the. Well, I can get this. I can show you actually.
You use it. Go on.
I'm curious what to see.
Five accounts. If you want more, you have to pay. But I think with 5 accounts, it's kind of okay. So as you can see, you have like different tabs for the different accounts. You can also, it's not only for Twitter, but for their social networks, like for example Facebook or anyone you can think about. So it's very good because you can choose the, for example, for the east side one, you can choose the columns that you have. You can add news in the plus button there. So I have, for example, the home feed, the dimensions, a list I created about with people from Birmingham that put share interesting things. And also, if you keep scrolling, I have a search about Birmingham, the direct messages, new followers, my tweet retweets, and the scheduled program, scheduled tweets. Sorry, it's in Spanish, I can see now. Before I used to use another one that I don't remember the name now, but it's very famous too. And I really like it because you have the columns for all the accounts in the same page, so it could get a little messy. But here you can go between them. So I think that's kind of the best. So you know this is for one account, and you go here and it's for the other account, so you don't mess things up.
Do you prefer it to TweetDeck for that?
Yeah, and that's Twitter. Yeah. It's the one that I used to use. And I didn't. At the beginning, I liked it until I found it. I kind of prefer it.
Why do you prefer this one? Sorry for that. Why do you prefer Hootsuite instead of TweetDeck?
Because what I said, that you have like the different accounts in different pages, you don't have all the columns together.
Okay.
So it doesn't get so messy.
Okay, it's more organized.
I don't know what else I should say. As somebody was saying before about that having a lot of followers doesn't mean that it's a good community, and actually I think the same, because maybe you have hundreds or even thousands of followers, but if they are just there following and not doing anything, it's not worth it at all. It's better to have a small community. For example, I have 85 likes, I think. And well, maybe they are not interacting a lot, but they are. So for example, to put an example, in the radio I'm collaborating with, Radio Bit Hispana, we have like 8,000 followers, I think, but they are not interacting at all. So what's the point? So.
And what is your protocol in relation to following people? You said you would follow people initially and then they would follow you back.
Yeah.
If they were like deadwood and they wouldn't engage, would you then unfollow them or would you just keep them on?
I don't think it's very nice to follow somebody and then unfollow them unless something happened.
But if they're not like helping them, what's the point?
Yeah, no, I understand what you say, but it doesn't really look good. I don't know. I don't like that. I think that depends on the person, probably.
Okay.
Some people may do it, but I don't really like that. I don't think it looks good. But yeah, at the beginning I did that, but now, for example, if somebody follows, unless it's an interesting person, I don't follow them back.
Okay.
So.
And then just a point of racism, wasn't it?